her. Want to? Want to? The Dowager pounced like a robin on a worm. What does want have to do with it? You need a duchess. Lady Stella is suitable.
My fiancé will be of my choosing, Mother. I would like to be in love with my wife.
She snorted inelegantly. Romance is a fool's game. Nothing to do with marriage. You're making a laughing stock of yourself, mooning about after Yasmin Reynier. Fool he may be, but Sylvester intended to marry Yasmin. She had charm, hair the colour of old ducats, a naughty giggle. More than that, he and Yasmin were friends. Never mind the fact that he'd love to bet her. He felt the pull of her in his bones, deep in his gut, perhaps even in his heart. Moon blind! The Dowager waved her monocle at him. Lady Yasmin is not for you! His mother was small in stature, but she made up for it with gargantuan willpower.
I intend to ask Yasmin to marry me, Sylvester told her.
His mother replaced her monocle and eyed him. You'd better open the dower house. Lady Yasmin won't want to live with me. A full renovation of the master bedchamber and dower house at the ducal estate Huntington Grange was already in progress.
You will come to love Yasmin, he said.
Not at all sure, but it was worth a try. Her grace snorted again. Every season, one woman attracts all the men, like seagulls on a gutted fish.
A lovely metaphor, Sylvester commented.
A lady who tolerates fools will make a dreadful wife.
Why?
Sylvester inquired, though he didn't really care. Because she tolerates fools, his mother repeated. She has no bollocks.
No woman has bollocks, as they are male appendages, Sylvester said. May I point out that Stella has as many suitors as Yasmin?
Fortune hunters and third sons, the Dowager said contemptuously. You'd be the only duke. My point is that Lady Stella braves ballrooms in spectacles, although society dictates that ladies should blunder blindly around the dance floor.
An idiotic rule, Sylvester agreed.
Don't you see? His mother demanded. You need to find a woman who has backbone, not just a woman at the centre of a crowd. His mother was a brilliant tactician. She delivered that line with just the right amount of scorn. If women were allowed to debate in the House of Lords, the opposition would wither. Luckily, he had a lifetime's worth of experience thwarting her demands.
No,
Sylvester stated. From the moment he entered Eton at the age of 8, he had carefully shaped a reputation for easy charm to counter his family's reputation for eccentricity. That didn't mean he hadn't inherited his mother's steely core or his father's entitled ferocity.
I will never marry Lady Stella.
The best debaters know when to retreat. His mother bounded to her feet and headed for the drawing room door. You won't marry Lady Yasmin either, she said over her shoulder. He opened his mouth to retort, but she was gone. Chapter 1 March 24th, 1816. Just over a month later, the Duke and Duchess of Trent's annual ball. Bearing the weight of a man sounded interesting until it happened. Mind you, Lord Belper was a particularly healthy specimen. Stella found herself pinned to the floor, gasping for air. She had made an error while dancing a quadrille and bumped her partner, who collided with her bosom and toppled like an elm tree struck by lightning. Lord Belper, she rasped, pushing in effectively at his shoulders. From above came a swell of alarmed voices, along with more than a few giggles.
What happened?
He asked groggily. Perhaps his head hit the floor when he fell. Hers certainly had.
I can't breathe, she gasped.
I can, he informed her.
His weight suddenly disappeared as someone hauled him upright.
Belper, you dunderhead.